The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're on a lovely Saturday morning at 8:30 in the morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Here from 8:30 to 9, and we are live on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And Matt hadn't said otherwise, so I assume we're on Facebook this morning.
We are.
But we're having a little...
Of course we are. Oh, yeah. I wore a good shirt for it.
You did. Mr. Rector is getting ready to go on a safari, and he's got a shirt with pictures of his cat on.
How about that? My cat, Happy.
Your cat
has. It's a happy shirt because I'm happy because I'm getting ready to get in the Jeep and head toward the coast.
You driving the Jeep all the way to Outer Banks? Oh, man.
That's what Jeeps are for.
That's
the, it'd be home out there.
That strikes me as a rough ride, 5 hours.
It's actually a smooth ride. Okay. Not like my little Jeep I used to have. It's kind
of
rough.
I still can't believe you got rid of that. But anyway.
Yeah, it is what it is. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well today.
You look good out there today. We have a little.
I feel better today than I have all week.
Before we come in here, and
yeah,
Steve
I feel
looks
better.
Like he's feeling good. So,
yeah, I've been tired all week.
Yeah,
I've slept a lot. So,
that hot weather will take it out of you too.
It's going to get that way and stay that way. It looks like
it's been hot, but it's not humid as it could be because it's humidity is down in the 60s. So that's kind of nice. And 91 means 91. You know, you get up to 80-90% humidity, 91 can be, like they like to say now, it feels like 96 or whatever. Yeah. Like Steve always said, don't matter when it's over 90.
It's hot. Yeah. They're saying the next 10 days is going to be in the 90s. So
yeah, is it?
No rain on in sight. So.
Yeah, I saw that. It worried me a little bit. And I was just thinking back to April and May, how wet it was. And man,
well,
it doesn't take 1 week around here to... No rain, and look how dry it is.
Problem is, it doesn't matter which station you listen to or broadcast, you know, they call for showers and they never come.
Yeah.
They've had it three times this week.
And they come from Greenville, and by the time they get over here, they dry up, seem like.
And it's still not terribly dry out. I mean,
nah.
We had enough rain.
For looking at grass situations, it's getting a little dry.
It's getting some because you need to put an inch of water a week on grass and on plants. So.
Yeah, it's not a good thing for fescue if you have fescue.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to turn up your water more now. I told you not to water all the time, but when it's like this, you need to turn it up a little bit more anyway.
Fescue's just tough.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's all the things you did. From the seeding, the fertilizer in the winter, the spring, the pre-emergence, the stuff is that gives you a chance to make it through the summer. So if you didn't do a lot of those things, it's probably not going to turn out well for you. But
well,
you
the
never know.
The problem is with fescue that we ran into for years, people say it's starting to turn a little bit brown or dull. Mm. They think it's gotten dry and it's dying. It's going dormant.
Yeah, it can.
And the more you water it, the sooner you're going to kill it.
Yeah.
And it's just gotten awful hot around here for fescue now. Now, back in the 80s, that's all we saw was fescue.
Well, I mean, yesterday was the first 90-degree day this year. So, I mean, last year we made it all the way to the end of June. So, that's, I mean, I remember years and years, Memorial Day used to be just 90-95.
August,
hot,
September, yep.
But we got, the August is a brutal month for.
But you figure we only got 15 days left in June.
I know. It's going quickly.
It just don't seem like it's gone that fast to me.
Well, where I'm going on the coast over there, the highs are supposed to be 78 to 80 all week. They have a nice breeze and it's a little cooler over there, so it's going to be nice. Almost like the mountains.
You and your cat shirt.
Yeah, me and my cat shirt. Only shirt I'm taking. Teresa's packing right now. I tried to pack a little bit before I left, but I just threw a couple of shirts and shorts in there, and I got two pair of shoes.
Didn't get it done.
That's easier for dudes to pack, I mean, obviously. But
so that's what you are now as a dude.
Steve wouldn't know because he ain't been on vacation. But
been about
It's women have to pack a lot more stuff.
So. 2010?
Yeah.
Was that 14 years?
Time for you to do one.
I really have no desire.
You're doing a staycation now, though.
I have no desire.
You're retired, so that's like a staycation.
Semi-retired.
Stay at home.
Semi-retired. I still go in there every morning.
Yeah? That's nice because you don't have to drive far. It's right there.
Half mile, maybe.
You like that little old building, don't you?
Well, like, the year end's coming up June 30th, yeah, so I got to get all that done. I was hoping to shut it down totally June 30th. That ain't going to happen.
Really?
So. And I got to go argue with the accountant a little bit, you know.
Wrestle with him.
Her ideas and mine aren't necessarily the same.
Oh, really? Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, she works for you, so.
That's why.
Tell her.
I try to tell her that, but I don't think she believes
it. People don't realize.
She thinks I work for her.
Like doctors and accountants and all that, they work for you. So Carolina Fresh is open right now, 8 to 2 today. And get on in there before it gets hot.
But it's warm weather. You probably slowed up your volume a little bit.
We did a little bit.
Kicked up your price per sale.
Nothing slows malt sales down like at 90 degrees. So that's and pine needles. It's not much fun.
The thing is, people don't understand, David. It doesn't bother the mulch. It's the people putting it out of the
fence. That's what I mean. They ain't got nothing to do with the mulch.
The mulch is fine when it's 92 degrees.
Yeah, well, all our bins are full, so they're ready to be taken somewhere or pull your trailer or truck in there.
We'll
load you half a yard, a full yard, whatever you need.
We actually
have some sand now.
Yeah, you said last week.
We finally sold some this week. So if you want to top dress your Bermuda or level out some spots, that's the perfect stuff for it. So come in and get it.
I think that's the first time it's ever been sold around here.
I don't know.
Okay. Matthew Stigman, it's that time. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay, it's that time. We're right back to the Gardener's Bench. I like that song.
It's sand, baby. Hey, speaking about sand, I'm going to be going towards some sand today. I'll try to stop smiling so much.
I need to call down there and tell them that you have off more than once a year that you just kind of go nuts.
Well, I've been doing a little 3 and 4 day thing, so this is more of a vacation when you get away for over a week, so.
Never,
takes you a couple of days to settle into it.
I couldn't do a week. we'd go down the...
Too much fun. Steve's tired of having fun all the time.
We'd go down to the beach, play golf. I would with a buddy of mine. And by Wednesday or Thursday, I was ready to go home.
Yeah.
And Rhonda argued with me. We stayed all week. And on the way back on Saturday, we got to back Conway and said, we should have come home on Thursday. So we never stayed again.
Yeah.
But after Wednesday, I started worrying about what I had back here.
We set up the house. Once we get in the house, we kind of just bring things in and make it our own, I guess. Kind of like your house away from home. So.
Do you fish?
No, I don't fish.
Okay, good.
That's what everybody says when I say Outer Banks. They say, I bet you're going to fish. No, I'm not.
You go to Outer Banks and don't fish. Okay.
I'll be eating some fish. We're going to go around the islands. We're staying in Beaufort the first two nights, and then we're going to go around the islands to Ocracoke. The ferry is all the way to Kill Devil Hill. So it's a ride. It's further time, but it's just pretty.
So it's beautiful country.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff to see up there in Beaufort.
And yeah.
Take a little ride around, see the wild horses.
Yeah, wild horses. There's that's where Blackbeard was.
They got a pretty cool museum up
there,
too.
Yeah, I've been in that museum. Yeah. It's pretty cool. You got a little downtown, some nice little restaurants and shops. And
I was born in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah, a little bit south of there.
Until I was 8 years old, and then we moved to the mountains. So we were 9 hours away. So.
Got both.
Yep.
Steve's a mix of beach and mountains.
That's why I like Rock Hill so much. I'm 3 hours from the beach, 3 hours from the mountains. I can go get there where I want to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to live in either one.
Yeah, but if you've never been to Outer Banks, you ought to go. Oh, my grandpa and them used to go, and they took my little sister and the other cousins, and they used to camp up there, and I never thought much about it. I was older then, so I didn't go, but...
You were too old.
When I finally went, it's a long ride, but it's just worth it. There's a lot of history there if you want to take your kids. Lost colonies up there, the Wright brothers, where they flew. So
the big thing on the coast is in Wilmington in the spring, they have the Azalea Festival.
Uh-huh.
It's been going on for 100 years, I guess. I mean, I was a kid, it was a big thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely a bigger thing now. So. Mm-hmm. The whole city is just color.
And that's something.
And people travel from thousands of miles around to see it. But there again, I'm getting old and don't like crowds.
A lot of these festivals are cool. I've never been to Pageland for a watermelon festival. I love some watermelon. I think it's...
I have, but it was...
When is that thing? August, maybe?
Yeah. Used to be.
Matt to look it up.
I'll get on it.
Used to be August, I think.
I might go there this year.
There were watermelons as far as you could see.
The reason watermelon came up, that's the one thing my garden is doing the best. Mm-hmm. That thing is just all, I had to keep redirecting it. It's trying to gobble up my other plants over there. So
it'll do that.
It's got blooms all over it. And
it'll do that.
I don't know how many one plant will actually produce, but it looks like this could produce 10.
How many
know.
Flowers did they put out?
I don't know.
That can produce a watermelon. Yeah.
All right. The Pageland Watermelon Festival this year is Saturday, June 20th at 2024.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's next week. I'm going to miss it.
You're going to be at Outer Banks.
June 20th.
July 20th.
Okay, I was about to say.
Saturday the 20th. It's going to be from 9 p.m. to 11:55 p.m.
What?
So the watermelon.
I'm not gonna be down there to midnight. I'm tell you, if I get a page, I'll probably be back for it.
They must turn into a watermelons turn into a pumpkin at 12 because it ends at 11:55 p.m.
I'm sure they got bands and carnivals.
It says the Groove Machine is excited to be headlining Pageland's annual watermelon festival.
How about that
this year?
The Groove Machine.
I know they'll probably find you next.
Let me write that down. Make a note. Let's take a bunch of people from Rock Hill.
Yeah.
Huh.
Down to Pageland.
I'm sorry, that was the Groove Machine's website.
Okay.
So the Pageland Watermelon Festival, it says July 1st, 2024 to July 31st, 2024.
That's a whole month.
Watermelon month.
My gosh.
Yeah, that was just the Groove Machine. That was the first thing that popped up on
Google. I'm sure they have an event. That's good for that little town. That's not a big town. So
it's growing some. There's some nice golf courses down there.
Yeah. Well, White Plains, I went Country Club down there.
Played a couple of them when we were dealing big with the mulch people down there.
That's right. That's where I used to get my mulch from, too, down there. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of the Gardener's Bench.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Sure, it is fire on the
waiting
mountain.
Waiting for me there.
I'm glad you're going to that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Anyway, we're back to the gardener's bench, and we talked about watermelons and everything.
Talked about everything but grass. What I was going to say, I didn't mean to discourage people about fescue a while ago, but there is a product you can put on there. It's just simply iron, what it is, 6111 iron, and that will give it some color and maybe give it enough chance to make it through the summer. So if you can actually do some fertilizing on fescue. Bermuda's always, it's time to hit it with the good stuff. So 2025 or 2505 is some good stuff to put out right now on either one of them. Cut them low and fertilize and get some water on it if you can.
You get the higher nitrogen in the green and up real pretty right now.
Yeah, the fescue doesn't cause it to grow a lot. It just gives it the green color.
Let it stay, yeah. And we mentioned earlier that you need about a inch of water a week on your grass, what you do on your shrubs and trees too. And
same thing?
About an inch a week.
Okay.
One bit of tidbit of news, it's not about plants, that our county agent Paul Thompson.
I saw the email.
He retired yesterday.
Yeah.
And I called him Thursday. I hadn't talked to him. I knew he was retiring in June, but I didn't know when. Had a little nice little chat with him. He's selling his house in TK and moving to Charlotte.
Is he?
His daughter and her husband have a little girl, and they've moved wherever they were back to Charlotte.
Okay.
And his wife's going to be the full-time babysitter.
How about that?
But they're going to keep their enrollment, involvement, and everything in TK. They're just moving about 10 miles.
Okay.
He's going to be around, but right now he doesn't have a clue what he's going to do.
Well, they were looking for somebody, if you know anybody that's got the credentials.
Yeah, you need
they're looking for somebody.
Master's degrees and all that stuff, and they have had one person apply so far. And
that's a slim number of people, really.
He was pre-veterinarian or something.
Oh, really?
When he qualified. So. But they're usually Clemson just does it in a house kind of thing, and nobody's jumped on it, and they thought it would be really easy when to get rid of it.
I guess every county still has one. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's
it's
hard to fill in sometimes.
Paul had York and Union counties.
Okay.
More and more. Used to have they had three or four. Now they have one or two. Bigger counties like Charleston, they'll have two reps down there. But he's been here 20 years.
Congratulations, Paul. Paul's one of the original people on the Gardener's Bench.
Yep. Dave
Powell.
Did 7 years, and David and I have done 7 years now, so it's 14 years.
Yep.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Congratulations, Paul.
It don't seem like we've done it this
Paul's
long.
One of the few people probably moving to Charlotte. I figure people are trying to get
Believe it or not, but young people are moving to Charlotte.
Yeah, we're downtown. I don't think he's moving downtown.
No.
But Charlotte starts, across the line, basically. I mean, it's not, like you said, TUK is almost Charlotte. But all may as well be.
The state line stops.
Thank God we got that river right there.
The Charlotte Metroplex.
Catawba River, keep them out.
That's right.
You say that, believe it or not, in my rounds the last couple of years with all the doctor's offices, you'd be shocked how many nurses and doctors live in Charlotte and drive down
there. Really?
It is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, every office has two or three of them. The young people want to be up there where the nightlife is.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't want to be too far from work. And everybody else is going north while they're going south. So to them, they got it made.
Yeah.
A 45-minute driving time to me is just not pleasant.
No, nightlife, man, they can go to Pageland for that.
That's for right here, Mellow Groove.
Glitter Machine. What was the name of that thing?
The Mellow Groove.
No, that's
Groove,
the Mellow
Groove Machine.
Groove Machine. Mellow Grooves is my buddies in Rock Hill over here. Yeah.
Well, they're cool, too.
Yeah.
While we're giving out congratulations, congratulations to Chris Miller here at WRHI.
What did he do?
He got engaged last
week. He got engaged Saturday night.
Chris, I hear you.
Hey, Matt leaked it to us on Saturday
he
morning.
He did. And,
Rhonda got the Facebook thing on Saturday night.
I've heard that they're faithful listeners to the Gardener's Bench.
Oh, yeah. His fiance, Crystal, loves the bench.
Well, I heard she's Team David.
Well, if she loves the bench, we love her. Man, I've never even met her. I'm a little upset.
Well, if you get them on here, that'd be cool to have them come on.
Wonderful girl. Happy for them. She makes my friend happy, so, yeah.
Is she from Rock Hill?
I think from Charlotte.
Okay.
So we'll have to bring her in here as a guest or something.
That's what I heard is she's from Charlotte.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Here's your invite, Chris.
Now.
And
Crystal.
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 Chris and Crystal, alliteration there.
Yeah.
It's good. So you have invitation to come on the Gardener's Bench. Not next weekend because I'm not going to be here.
When you get back in town.
The week after.
Yeah, or the week after.
Yeah.
Well, call up here and talk to
Chris can probably figure out the schedule, I'm sure. He's
got his ear to the ground right here. Yeah, real happy for him, man.
He's
probably
too.
On the way up here trying to get us to be quiet.
Catherine and the youngest, when I remember when they were born, Chris was about 2 years old when I got here.
Oh, right.
Yeah. His mom and daddy were living in Hartsville.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then Alan got hired by Cox Broadcasting and came up here as a manager. And they were in town then, the station was. And been here ever since.
Yeah. Been a good station.
He's on his third house.
I was a little kid, used to call up here and try to win in records, and I didn't know what they were. I was just trying to be the 10th caller. Thought it was cool.
Forgot about
it. Come up here and get these albums. I never heard of these people.
Win you Engelbert Humperdinck album or something.
I won.
Yeah.
My parents would have to drive me up here.
They weren't happy that you won.
I'd be like the second caller, the fifth caller, the eighth, and the tenth. I won. I had the redial thing going. Had little fingers. I was doing it. You had to do it old school that way. It wasn't no. You had to turn the dial.
Nimble fingers.
Harder now. I ain't just pushing a button on the phone and redialing it.
You were with the rotary dial.
Yeah.
Okay. Older than I thought you were.
Good song.
Okay. Oh, we jamming now. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rocks, rocks, rocks.
This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back, and it is a lovely day, but every day is a lovely day here.
It is good. Beautiful blue sky. Saturday.
Yeah, about mid-afternoon, you might need to come in the house, unless you like me, and I like the hot weather, but Rhonda hates it.
I don't like it as much as I used to.
I like it more than I used to. Used to.
Really?
Now I freeze to death.
Makes your bones move around better.
Mm-hmm. Sure it is.
And don't forget, Sunday is Father's Day. We haven't mentioned that.
That's right.
If it crept up on you.
Tomorrow is
the day. CVS is open and Walgreens is open late tonight. So go on and get over there.
Go get your card.
Oh, that'll be up in the morning, I guess, if you're gonna be that way.
Fortunately, we quit doing the card things. Mm. They got so expensive.
Yeah, they're like $8-$9.
I'm telling you, I was paying $1 and thought that was too much.
Yeah.
So I finally sat her down one day and listened.
That's everything's done that.
Let's put it all in a pot and we'll use it to go out to eat or something.
I tell you, gas went up about 30 cents yesterday.
Yeah, I got to get on the road tomorrow.
It was 270 something, and that's 319 at the QT over by the airport. And that Exxon, both of them right there, are pretty low for Rock Hill. Right when I got to fill up this morning.
Did you notice a couple of years ago they used to tell you why it was going up or down?
Yeah.
Now they don't tell you squat. They just do it.
Well, that's really no rhyme or reason. I obviously you think it would go up in the summer because people are using it and vacations and stuff, but I don't know. Schools are out. Maybe people aren't driving as much.
Well, they closed down a refinery for repairs and maintenance, which they've done every year for 40 years, and all of a sudden it jumps up 30 cents a gallon.
Crazy. Well, y'all hold the fort down next week.
We got it, buddy. Mm-hmm. We'll take it down. Actually, listen to it.
I will listen.
You said that many times and hadn't done it yet. So.
We'll try.
If you're going to be warm, stay cool, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.